Thought for today. A personal meeting creates a bond. A personal meeting creates a bond. What is a personal meeting? That's a good term. A personal meeting creates a bond. Every day of our life, we have personal meetings. A bug flies up, lands on our nose. We have a bond with that bug. We have a personal meeting with him. And the bug says, hey, just stop by to say hello. And you want to swat the bug, and swamp, you hit your nose, you get a bloody nose. Instead of just saying, hey, hi, bug, how are you doing? I'm not used to having a bug land on my nose. Is there something you want to tell me? Is there something you're sharing with me, Mr. Bug? What's going on? Or a fly flies around our nose and flies around our ear. Or a centipede comes into our room and we see the centipede and we say, my goodness sakes, what are you doing in here? You see, all these creatures that come into our life seemingly come into our life for no reason at all. But what reason do you think they might come into our life? What reason do you think these bugs might come into our life? What reason do people come into our life? What reason do we have that a beautiful circumstance comes into our life? People say they would like to have a lovely house. And they visualize a beautiful house. They visualize this house as being, oh, a mansion, swimming pool, all that kind of sort of stuff. And they say, man, I'd love to have a house like that. And so then they create themselves as caretaker of a house like that. And the people have gone away and left this person in charge as caretaker. And this person says, well, it's not my own house. I can't do anything I want. Well, you surely can. What is it that you would like to do that you think you can't do? Well, I like to hold parties. Well, hold parties, that's okay. But would you like these people that you come at your parties to damage your furniture? No. Well, then don't create people coming to your party who would damage your furniture. Would you like these people who come to your party to raid your refrigerator and go and mess up your beds and do this and that and the other thing that is not consistent with having friends and who respect you and you respect them? Well, then don't create people like that. You see, you think to yourself, I've got this lovely home. I'd like to have a lovely home so I can have wild parties. Well, you don't really mean that. You only think that way when you're irresponsible, when you haven't got a home. But the moment you have a home, you want that home to remain nice. You want that home to remain beautiful. And so you are creating a bond between yourself and the home, a bond between yourself and the people that populate your life, a bond between yourself and everything else that's in your world. Now, do you want to have your dream come true of having a beautiful home? Of having a beautiful swimming pool and golf course and tennis court and friends that come over and enjoy it with you with class? If you do, then you create that. But you see, our level of creation, unfortunately, is right where our level of creation is. Wherever we are living, in whatever home we're living in, whatever community we're living in, whatever group of friends we have, that's just where our consciousness is. And if you would like to have a consciousness which includes having a lovely home, doesn't have to be a big estate with a swimming pool and stuff, but just a lovely home in a lovely community with a lovely wife and husband, children, what are you creating? Are you now creating that you would like to have? Why don't you create yourself the kind of person that would create that kind of environment around them? It all matters of what you would like to do. Most people have no idea what they would like to do. Most people have no idea what sort of a world they'd like to live in. Oh, I'd like to be rich, and I'd like to have this, and I'd like to have... Well, what would you do with it? Just pretend you're rich right now. What would you do with your riches? How would you spend it? Would you take all your riches and go out and scatter it around? Or would you let it earn money for you so that you'd have a good income on which to live the rest of your life assured? How would you do that? Well, the market goes up and down. You can't always depend on that, so you'd diversify. You'd have property. You'd have market. You'd have other types of investments, which would bring you money. Now, what would you do with the money? How much would you need to have to live on? What would you find comfortable? It would $10 a month, $100 a month, $1,000 a month, $100,000 a month. How much? It doesn't matter. You think to yourself, $100,000 a month. Wow, what would I would do with that? Yeah, what would you do with it? How could you spend $100,000 a month and really enjoy yourself? Would you go out partying every night? That soon would get old. I give you all the ice cream you can eat. That soon gets old. I give you all the relationships you can use. That soon gets old. Give you all the friendships you could have. That soon gets old. These things, they pass away. The interest passes away. Now, what remains? Something that's rewarding to you, something that makes you feel good, something that makes you feel your life is worthwhile, something that creates a bond between who you are and the circumstances in your life. What kind of people in your life are really meaningful? Now forget love, relationships, and things like that, but what kind of relationships in your life are really meaningful, like a friend, someone you play golf with, someone you play tennis with, someone you sit at the coffee shop and chat with, someone you dance with? It's not always a husband and wife. A couple love to dance together, and then they go home, and then they come out on the weekend again, and they go for dancing, and they love to dance with each other. They have no interest in marrying each other. Perhaps they might each be married, and their husbands and wives say, hey, that's cool. They like to go and play golf, and I don't like to play golf, and if they play golf with a group of men and women, so what? If they go dancing with a group of men and women, so what? If dancing is something that releases something within you. It's not something that bonds you to another person to whom you want to get married and you want to have children, you want to live a life of connubial bliss. That's not what it's all about. You see, when you have the freedom to be yourself, who are you? Who are you that you're bonding with in the world? What type of personal meetings are you having in the world that you're bonding with? When you go into your business, and you may be the executive there, and you go into the office there, and you have a staff of so many people, and then you hold a meeting in which the staff all attend, and you brainstorm with them. They come up with, oh, Miss So-and-so, you're fantastic. John, you're so great. Whatever, you know. And the people come up with these great ideas. And you say, oh, man, that's so fantastic. In their heart, they say, I could hug you and kiss you and eat you to pieces, you know. But what they really mean is, it's fantastic. And then you go back to your desk, you do your work, you do your thing. But that bonding, that you're with that person because they truly are harmonious with your dreams, your goals, your desires for the company. Now, you go to an architect. You talk to an architect to build yourself a home. And the architect says, yes, what would you like? And you tell him. And as you tell the architect what you like, the architect says, well, this is impractical. This doesn't work. This you can't do, that doesn't work, this isn't important, that, now these things here are okay, but these things are no good. And you say, thank you very much. You've invested maybe $1,000 on that architect. You go to another architect, and you begin the conversation with the architect like this. You say, Mr. Architect, I know there are rules that govern buildings. I know that there are things that should not be done when they are impractical or when they are dangerous to the structure. But I also know I want things done the way I want them done. And if you have to put up a double wall to accomplish what I want, put it up. Don't tell me it can't be done. If I tell you I want to put my swimming pool on the second floor over the dining room, say, my God, you're going to have a deep floor there, you know, or this swimming pool is going to go down to the floor of the dining room. No, 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 it's going to be raised, and this is going to be another level up here. This is how we're going to design it. And he says, well, okay. He says, structurally, we can do anything you want. We'll put the girders in, the steel girders, and they'll hold that swimming pool up just as though it's on solid ground, you know. It'll work perfectly. It costs a little bit more, but it'll work perfectly. That's perfectly okay. That's what I want. That's what I want you to do. And so then your architect, instead of saying to you, this can't be done, that can't be done, that shouldn't be done, you won't get away with this, you can't do, he says, you tell me what you want, and I will design it. If I can put a swimming pool on top of a many-storied building, if I can take the penthouse and put it on top of an apartment building and have a swimming pool for the penthouse itself up there and not have it disturb anything, if I can do these things, I can do anything you want. You say you would like to have a landing strip for your airplane up there? Well, you realize that your airplane's going to need certain number of feet to land. And what would you like to do? And you say, well, what you do, you just have a flip over this way and a flip over this way, and out they go several thousand feet each way. And the neighbor over here will allow us to have it join on the top of his building on a temporary basis. And he doesn't really care if we'll pay him the fee for that, and then we can land on the top of my penthouse building, and then when we're done, then this field comes back, and this field comes back and lays down. But what if you go to one side or go to the other side when you're landing? You're liable to go down the street below and stuff like that. Not really. Very few planes skid off of the runway. Very few planes ever have that happen. And so I can see no reason why we should be having that happen. You see, the impossible, the improbable, the unreasonable are only impossible, improbable, and unreasonable because you're looking at them from a reasonable point of view. The wonders of this world, the magic of this world, the miracles of this world happen to people who say, I want this, and now I'm going to figure out how to do what I want. That's all. That's all. In the movie Harry Potter last night, they fell into this group of vines, and Hermione had read ahead in the book, and she knew that this group of vines were vines that would just wrap themselves around you and crush you to death. Unless you became relaxed. Unless you just let go and said, whatever. Then the vines dropped you and released you. Now, while you're being crushed to death by these vines, it's hard to relax. It's hard to say, but you can. You can do anything you want to do, and you do anything you want to do. But the more improbable, the more unreasonable, the more totally outlandish the thing is, the more easily it is done. Because can you imagine a mother who is giving birth to a baby and having pain, and the doctor says, squeeze, 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 and the mother says, it hurts. And so then the doctor says, all right, relax, relax. Be at peace. Relax. And so the sphincter muscle, which had been tightening up, now became relaxed. And you weren't squeezing to push the little guy past the muscle. You were relaxing the muscle to let the guy come out. when you go to the bathroom and you're making a movement and you sit there and squeeze and squeeze and squeeze, and it's not good. But when you sit there and just relax, relax, and let nature do its perfect way, it works. You see, we haven't learned to do that even with our normal bowel movements that we make once or twice a day. We haven't learned to do that with having babies, which we have done from the beginning of time. Relax. To relax. It's the improbable, it's the unexpected, it's not the normal thing to do in a circumstance where you're tense. Well, that's the way it works. What kind of a bond are you creating between yourself and your body, yourself and your life? What sort of personal bond are you creating? What sort of a personal relationship are you creating with your world? You see, when you can learn just to let go and let the divine in you be, miracles happen. But when you're holding on, when you're holding tense, the baby can't be born. The movement can't be made. All of life is like that. All of life gives us a chance to flow with whoever we are, be whoever we are. Are you ready to be harmonious? Are you ready to have this personal meeting that creates a bond? Do you want a bunch of wild people in your world? Or do you want a bunch of people who are just like you are, balanced, harmonious, joyful, peaceful, courteous, kind, loving to your mother? What do you want in your world? What kind of bond are you creating? Think about it. What kind of bond are you creating? I know what kind you're creating. I know exactly what kind you're creating. And you do too. But you don't want to always face it. Because sometimes it doesn't sound very exciting when you say to yourself, I'd just like to sit down and read a book this evening. Come on, let's go out dancing. No, I'd like to sit down and read a book this evening. No, I'm going to relax and meditate. Or you don't say what you're going to do. No, I have other things to do. You see, the moment you start saying what you're going to do, then they will protest. When you say you have other things to do, they'll say, well, can't they wait? And you'll say, no. This is my evening to be at home and wash my clothes and iron them and mend them and put everything in order for the week. This is my evening to do that. What? You want to wash clothes instead of go dancing with me? No. I want to wash my clothes. I don't ever want to do anything instead of dancing with you. Think about these things now. Think how you're creating a personal bond with your life and what you're doing with that bond and how you're responding to that bond and how you're responding to yourself. What is your goal for yourself? What is your dream for yourself? What do you want? Are you ready? Well, I should think you'd be ready, because I'm ready for you. A personal meeting creates a bond. When you get to know yourself, you bond with yourself. When you get to know your world, you bond with your world. And when you get to know who your divinity is, you bond with it. So let's have a big bonding party today and bond with everything beautiful and good. Have a lovely day and do beautiful things, and I love you very much.